It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, to preview all areas of the upcoming football season, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with the 16th episode of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. A very special episode this week as we name our all-area first, second, and honorable mention teams. Tony, looking forward to it.
It's something that we've talked about since even before this podcast took off. And it's really kept me involved with football in the whole area, not just Leopard football. And we had a lot of fun doing it, had a lot of help doing it. Really appreciate those guys as well. Jeff Tuttle, Philip Fields, Jim Cross, Tyler, me, you. So this isn't just a one or two man deal. This is something that it was a team effort.
No, and I think one of the things that we found as we did it, you know, we had some intentions of doing things a certain way, and it's just interesting. It all worked out.
It
happen very often, but it really did. And you know, I think
Jeff said that night.
Yeah,
and it's just amazing how everything just fell in place.
Yeah, it really did. And congratulations to all those players that have been named to our teams. I think we did a good job of spreading it out through the area, and also the kids really deserve the honor that we gave them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And it's made me look at football in a whole new light this year, and I'm excited to start again next year. I'm excited to transition into basketball, into baseball, softball. I'm excited for a summer off. We have a few episodes here and there.
Oh, we're going to do it in the summer,
too. Oh, yeah. What's that?
We're going to do it in the summer, too.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't know that?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about swimming.
All right, sweet. So, Leah Thomas, what's your opinion?
No. We were talking about you swimming over at the lake.
Yeah, the beach whale.
Yeah, we're
going to
watch you over there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, there for all your veterinary needs. Let's see here. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West here in DeQueen. 870-642-8387 is Vets. Great place to
spells
schedule
it out.
It does.
Isn't that
it
neat
does.
How they do that?
I can't.
Can you imagine what a coincidence?
Yeah,
was?
Yeah. That would. That's amazing.
Yeah,
they really lucked out. With
yeah,
that.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Then you also got Ashdown Vet Clinic and Ashdown 139 Southern Drive, 898-5181. They've got the whole Southwest Arkansas area covered for all the veterinary services you need.
That's right. And people, you know, they get pretty attached to their little furry friends. So you want to make sure that you're bringing them to a place that you can trust and a place that actually cares. You know their names. You walk in, they greet you. They greet the animal before they greet you. That's the way it works. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you feel right at home at both of these places. Dr. Martin, amazing guy.
Yep.
Really cares. First time I met him, first time he met my pets, he, you know, I could tell he cared very much so. And he helped me through an incredibly difficult time when I picked up a deaf cat, and he diagnosed him fully as deaf. And then also he had a bad case of ringworm when I had already brought him into the house. So actually, Dr. Martin helped me through every step, gave me all the medicine. I had to lock away that cat for 2 months in a room and separate him from everything and clean the entire house.
Like an exorcism.
It was. But thanks to his help,
you got it done.
I got through it, and now he is a lazy member of my house, just like the other one.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but I mean, that's the kind of person Dr.
Exactly.
Martin is. He'll do whatever it takes to help you with your animals, whatever you need.
For
you know, one of the things, I know I've been through it a couple of times. I know Tony, too, with, you know, the passing of pets. you know, I think that the way they treat you and your animals and during that period of time is just really amazing.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And one last thing to my story with Dr. Martin, he was kept telling me, bring him back in, like no charge, you know, just bring him back in sometime next week so I can get my eyes on, see how the you know, those sores are doing and stuff. And man, it was awesome. It made me feel really good. So
great.
Shout out to him, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital, great sponsors on this podcast, and you should use them for sure. For even just spay and neuter, flea and tick prevention and removal and heartworm, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you vaccinations. Need to do that for
yep.
sure.
Absolutely.
Need to do that for sure. Let's talk about Ashdown. We got Jim Cross on the phone, and he's going to tell us all about all things Panthers.
Jim, how are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Greg, I am doing fantastic.
Are you back from Blytheville yet?
Do I?
Are you back from Blytheville yet?
I got back. Yeah, I got back at 3 a.m.
Well, that's better than we thought. We thought it'd take you 2 or 3 days.
Well, you know, since you won, it made the trip a whole lot better.
Oh, I bet. I bet it did. It was enjoyable to listen to on the radio as well or on the app. So, awesome job.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Good game for the Ashdown Panthers. Grayson Porter had an outstanding game. Wood Walton, a couple of touchdowns. Just a great effort there. If I remember correctly, scored halftime 14-8. Is that right?
14-8, and then we get the opening kickoff the second half and fumble, and then they score immediately, go up 20-8. Boy, it's looking bleak. And then all of a sudden, Grayson Porter put on his Superman cape and scored 4 straight touchdowns. I mean, fellas, it's really funny game to watch from the perspective of when I watched him on film, I could tell Blavo was fast. But then when I saw him live, Daryl and I just kept commenting. I think from 1 to 5, they were the fastest team we've seen all year.
Wow.
And, I mean, they had 3 running backs that could fly. Their quarterback was unbelievable. And then they had 2 wide receivers that could run. And it was – I kept thinking – surely there's somebody out here that's not fast. But they were all just lightning fast. And as the game went on, we just kind of wore them down. And because early, it looked pretty tough, guys.
We know Grayson Porter, outstanding game, 5 touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 2 in the air. Wood Walton, an outstanding game as he caught 2 of those touchdown passes. The thing that jumped off the page to me, Jim, on the article that you sent is it seems like the Panthers have found their rushing game, 279 yards rushing. And, boy, when you can run the football, it sure is a lot easier to pass it.
Yeah, it certainly is. Avery Buster at center, he was our offensive player of the game. Of course, Grayson was the overall player of the game, but we gave Avery Buster, the center, the offensive player of the game, and him and Wyatt Jones and I'm going blank here, Gary Jerkins, Colton Rowe, Radarius Norman, Ernie Merrill, those guys just played fantastic. And Coach Richardson talked about it yesterday. He said they're finally playing the same position for like 6 weeks in a row, and they've kind of tied into these guys, and you can just see the cohesiveness of them getting better every game against a really good Blytheville team.
Well, and, you know, I mean, not to jinx you guys, but I like the draw that y'all get in the second round with the DeWitt Dragons. You know, Hooten's didn't think much of DeWitt at the beginning of the year, picked them 6th in their conference. They've played about 500 football over the last 5 years. There is a name, though, you might want to practice saying, Jim, for them, and that is senior slot back Owen St. John, who seems to be outstanding for them on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Owen St. John is certainly a player to watch. Defensively, he's probably their best player. And then on offense, they've got a young sophomore named Graham who has over 1,400 yards rushing, and he's kind of their bell cow. And I was talking to him. This just shows you how in-depth we get here with the good path. My dad lives in Warren, and he saw Warren and DeWitt play. And he said, "Son, that Graham kid is the goodest kid I've seen in a long time."
Wow!
So he is he's a dude, but they don't pass the ball much, and their first string quarterback got hurt, my understanding. So they're more of a running team. So hopefully, we can contain him. But you know, you're talking about the draw, guys. You know, here we're the 4th seed, and nothing against DeWitt. You know, they may beat us 2 touchdowns, but Malvern gets to play Harding Academy in Nashville, and Nashville plays CAC.
That's right.
I bet you Harding would like a word, or Malvern would like a word with someone about that. How that works out.
I mean, what kind of deal is that?
It must be the same guys, Jim, that's making your all schedule for that Murderer's Row at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, those are the 2 guys that were in the state finals last year, and they're playing in the 2nd round.
Yeah, yeah.
Golly.
Well, man, I will be a big Panther fan again this Friday night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Looking forward to another Panther victory. You know, one good thing about it is you only got to travel half as far. It's only 3 hours over to DeWitt.
Yeah, I'll be home by 1:45.
That's right. So. You'll be home a lot earlier.
I will be.
And I appreciate you not calling us when you got home last Saturday.
He called
morning.
Me. I just
oh,
didn't
did he?
Answer.
Okay.
I kept calling, but y'all's phone was dead. I could never reach it.
Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate everything you do.
Do we have a player of the game?
That's a good.
We got a player of the game.
Yeah,
yeah, that Horatio State Bank player of the game is going to be Grayson Porter.
Yeah, five touchdowns.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Just did it all in an outstanding. You know,
I got a little story about the Ashdown Panthers game last Friday night. Is I didn't run the first half of it. I was up here doing some training and some other stuff, so I joined and. When I hopped on in the second half, I thought the Panthers had been winning the whole time. I didn't get to hear about, like, you know, the amazing comeback. Yeah. I was like, wow, Panthers doing great tonight.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, Ashdown is not the deepest team, and to hear that they wore somebody down, that's good news. It says a lot about their coaching staff, their conditioning, things like that. And it seems like, Jim, they may be as well as far as injuries go as they have been maybe since the beginning of the season.
Yeah, Avery Buster got banged up. He's got a sprained shoulder, and so they're going to hold him out of practice this week, and he's our center. And Coach Richards anticipates him playing, but that's really the only guy. And of course, that's a big one. You know, you take your center out of the mix. So hopefully he can play. But I want to share a quick story about Grayson, if you guys got a second.
We do.
Is in the first half, and this says a lot about him. He's a real carefree. I won't say carefree guy, but he doesn't let things bother him. And in the first half, he is 1 for 7 throwing the football for 14 yards. That's a touchdown, but 1 for 7. And he's rushing for 9 for 28 in the first half.
Wow.
In the second half, he's 6 for 7 for 106 yards. In rushing, he's like 18 for 145.
Wow.
Or 150. And so he went in at halftime and just didn't get down, didn't get frustrated, and just kept playing. And as the game went on, fellas, they couldn't hardly tackle him in the fourth quarter.
Man. That's
amazing.
It is, and man, just bring home a second round victory next week, Jim, and we'll have a good talk about that. We really appreciate what you've been to us all season.
Oh, it's been great, fellas. Appreciate you guys.
You have a great day, Jim.
Okay, y'all too. Bye bye.
Bye. Harris Drug and Gifts over at 205 DeQueen Avenue. Giving them a call at 870-584-3522 is a way to ensure that you get top-notch prescription-filled experiences.
That's exactly right. I mean, and not only in downtown DeQueen, they're in beautiful downtown DeQueen.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful store.
Yeah.
The storefront's just there. We've been there for over 50 years.
That was very well put, Tyler. They may put that out on the window somewhere.
Hey, that's a lot of words to describe.
I was being really serious, and y'all screwed up my great. I'll never do it that well again.
Yeah,
no.
It's just I do
you're
this.
Right, you
I,
won't.
I talk about them every day, and
yeah,
I
we
try
do.
Not. I try to throw a little something different in there, and to say that your prescription filling experience is going to be enlightened is a weird way to put it. I'm going to call myself.
Depends on what kind
out.
Of prescription you're.
Yeah,
getting.
That's right.
You could be enlightened.
That's right.
That's exactly right. I may need some of that today.
I think you do.
Yeah, for sure.
Your family-run hometown pharmacy for over 50 years, Harris Drug and Gifts, has all of your pharmaceutical finds, plus an amazing over-the-counter display of cold medicines and whatnot. So it doesn't matter if you want to feel good now or later. You can take both.
That's
and
right.
It's a rapid release and full strength extent.
That's right. Get it all.
That's right.
And then they have all kinds of gifts there. Mm-hmm. They have free gift wrapping. You can sign up for the bridal registry.
Yep.
Assuming you're getting married.
Assuming.
Yeah, you can just sign up for it.
I might just. Well, I mean,
you can try, but you're not going to get very many gifts.
With this GoFundMe type of thing, I might just, hey, I have a registry. Are you getting married? No.
Yes.
Need a toaster? Need some other stuff?
I think you ought to try it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think you ought to try that.
For example, you've got to go to Harris Drug and Gifts today.
I do.
So when you stop by, you might pick up some essential oils for the old battle axe. You know, you're a hero getting home.
I need some essential oils.
I hereby resign from this show, right?
I didn't say anything. By the way, but you know, the thing about it is, every time I go in there, you know what I do? I go by the Razorback Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're always getting new merchandise in there. And when you go by there, again, I tell you this all the time, it's not the same old stuff.
Yeah.
That you get everywhere else.
Unique.
It's unique.
Yeah.
It is.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And you know what else they got? I hadn't talked about this. Rub Me Naked.
Oh.
Yeah. And that is some good stuff.
There we go.
Yeah.
We should just leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, I get more and more thankful by the week that I'm not in on much of the advertising. Yeah.
That's seasoning.
Oh, it's seasoning.
Yeah. Remember we talked about that before?
Yes.
And it's really, really good.
Yeah.
That's good to rub, you know, you rub it on your steak.
On your meat.
Yeah. You rub it on your meat, whatever type of meat you have, chicken, pork.
Could
it's
be
good
anything.
For all of it. Yeah,
that's right.
Fish.
Yep.
Yeah, you can use it all, on all of them, and it's really good. You should try it.
It's like a Cajun type of seasoning?
It's Cajun-y.
Cajun-y?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's locally produced.
I like it.
Yeah.
Rub me naked.
Yeah.
As well as plenty of other great stuff.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
They do.
Hairs, and they're great sponsors.
Yeah, always.
Not only of this podcast, but also just in general. And now the time we've all been waiting for. The first annual Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air All-Star Team. And the first team offense consists of quarterback Grayson Porter from Ashdown, running back DJ Anderson from Foreman, running back Drake Angel from Horatio, and running back Jordan Hill from the Dirks. At wide receiver, you have Juan Salazar from the Dirks Outlaws. You also have Trey Smith from the Horatio Lions. And you have Braden Wood Walton from the Ashdown Panthers. Tight end Caleb Blankenship from the Ashdown Panthers. At the offensive line positions, Esteban Alvarez from the Leopards. Also Will Collins from the Leopards. Kaysen Jewell from the Outlaws. Wyatt Jones from the Panthers. And Christian Varela Hernandez from the Lions. The special teams player, Antonio McDuffie from the Ashdown Panthers, and the place kicker, Rodrigo Garcia from the DeQueen Leopards. Guys, just going down that list, looking at some of these players, you know, a lot of these players have been our players of the games, players of the area during the year. I'm going to skip down, and we'll move back and forth a little bit. I want to start out with running back Jordan Hill from the Dirks Outlaws. Just an outstanding year. Started off gangbusters. Ended up injured a little bit, but still had 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, Jordan had right at 700 yards rushing through the first 3 weeks of the season. You know, and injury bug got him. He missed a few games, and he came back late in the season and played the last couple of games, but right at 1,000 yards rushing to lead the Outlaws rushing attack this year.
Well, he was at a 1,500 yard clip at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
And had a great year. Greg and I got to see him once. I actually got to see him twice, got to see him play once. Philip, about Drake Angel, the thing I remember about Drake is Hootens listed him as a defensive stud. The only guy I could find in the whole Hootens that was listed as defensive stud, but he ends up making the running back for our team. What kind of season did Drake have?
Right. Drake, just a word about Drake and the way that he runs. Drake is not a big guy. He's on the small side. I'd say probably, I'm not sure exactly how much he weighs. I'm going to guess around between 130, 140 pounds.
Wow.
But he runs big. He runs hard. And he's got some good quickness. He came in third on our rushing stats. He started all 10 games this year. He played through some injuries, but he played hard. He had 87 carries for 378 yards. That came out to about 4.34 yards per carry. So, you know, pretty good overall. He ran in both of our primary offensive sets. He ran out of the running back position when we were in the spread, whenever Riley Williamson was taking the snap from the shotgun position, and he would hand off to Drake. And then whenever we would go into the eye, Drake would run out of the slot. And he was very successful running out of the slot because we would run a couple from the fullback from Pickett and Ochoa, And then we would run a counter to Angel, and he could pick up 10, 12, 15 yards running out of that slot. So very successful season for Drake Angel, and he runs like a guy that weighs 200 pounds, but he don't weigh anywhere near 200 pounds.
Hmm. And Jim's not able to be with us today. I look at Grayson Porter. When we met and was talking about this all-area team, Grayson Porter, I mean, there was some debate, a little bit of debate, not much about, but Grayson Porter went out against Blytheville mm-hmm. Friday night and proved that that's a solid pick. 5 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 2 passing against the Chickawas of Blytheville. Ashdown has moved on to the second round of the playoffs, and they'll play DeWitt at DeWitt. Greg will have to tell me where that is next week.
Way over there.
And also from Ashdown, Braden Walton, as far as an athlete goes, maybe the best athlete on this list. And good news for Coach Richardson and Jim Cross and Daryl Coker is he's back next year. Bad news for everybody else, good news for them. Jeff, I want to ask you about Case and Jewel. I mean, everybody's all-conference preseason guy. We met him, upstanding, great young man. Just tell us a little bit about Kaysen.
Yeah, Kaysen is he's a senior on this first team list, the only senior for the Outlaws that made the first team offense. And Kaysen Jewell, he's a leader. You know, he led that offensive line, which is what was expected of him. I mean, they had a good group of guys, but it definitely centered around him and being there a few years, and you know, he's been recruited by some schools, so you know, he's looking to continue his football career. So congrats to Case and Jewel.
All right, Esteban Alvarez, Will Collins anchored the Leopards offensive line with some help. Coach Joseph Parson had nothing but good things to say about them. And then Rodrigo Garcia comes out, Greg, and all he does is hit on every extra point this season, put several kickoffs in the end zone. He was a weapon for the Leopards. So that's our first team offense on our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air all area team. All right, now our first team defense for our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air all area team. We went with a 3-5-4 defense, and that was just kind of to make things fit. Defensive lineman Jaron Hill from the Dirks Outlaws, defensive lineman Kaysen Klitz from the Horatio Lions, and defensive lineman Kyle Williamson from the DeQueen Leopards. And this linebacking core, I'll take this linebacking core all day. Nash Brown for the Ashdown Panthers, Kaysen Dugan for the Dirks Outlaws, Leighton Ochoa for Horatio, Jake Martin for the Leopards, and Hayden Ziegler for the Ashdown Panthers. That's a strong group, as are the defensive backs. Jonathan Bahina from the DeQueen Leopards, Ulysses Cotto from the DeQueen Leopards, Tramiel Williams from the Ashdown Panthers, Riley Williamson from the Horatio Lions, and Ishmael Tenero is the punter for our all first team defense. Just looking over the list, Jeff, Kaysen Dugan had a big year.
Yes, Kaysen Dugan, just a junior. You know, he's led the Outlaws in tackles this year as well as last year, his sophomore year. You know, he had over 100 last year and just under 100 tackles on the season this year. And, you know, that's a bright spot for the Outlaws to have him returning next season. So congrats to Kaysen Dugan.
And Philip Riley Williamson. And then when I talked about the debate at quarterback, Riley was in that debate as well.
Yeah.
And because he had a great year at quarterback, got better as the year went on. Tell us a little bit about just Riley altogether, quarterback and defensive back.
You know, it's been really interesting. He started a couple of games last year as a freshman for Horatio in the quarterback spot. And then he came on this year, started in at quarterback and playing safety. And, you know, his play matured really well throughout the year, both from that quarterback spot and from that safety spot. You can see it in his quarterback stats and everything, how well he progressed through the year. But, you know, from the defensive position, he started out at safety, playing that safety position very aggressive and getting pulled up front quite a bit. And then he learned through the season that he needed to hang back just a little bit and wait and let the defensive line and linebacker squads get that first shot, and then he needed to stay back and make that tackle if there wasn't anybody left. And he made a number of solo tackles. He started for 9 games. He was out for 1 game to illness, but that was 62 tackles, 47 solo tackles, and 15 assists. And those solo tackles, I'm telling you, those solo tackles were touchdown-saving tackles. He was the last guy on the field.
Yeah.
So he learned to play that safety position exceptionally well.
He's just an impressive athlete, that guy.
He is. And, Tyler, you got to listen in on a bunch of Ashdown Panthers, and I bet you were saying the name Nash Brown in your sleep.
Literally.
That kid had so many tackles.
It was literally every defensive play. Nash Brown had a hand on it.
I don't know how many tackles he ended up with this year. He had 150 last year.
It was crazy.
Well, one of the things Jim Cross says, if they didn't know who made the tackle, they just called Nash Brown. he always made it. You know, but when you look at Nash Brown and Hayden Ziegler at linebackers for the Ashdown Panthers, I mean, just two outstanding players. They're shored up their defense really well there. And then you've got Tramell Williams for the Ashdown Panthers. Also, you know, they couldn't figure out where to play him.
Yeah.
I mean, he moved around. He was an all-purpose guy for them. You know, played part of the year on offense, played part of the year on defense. We've got him on as a defensive back because just the outstanding job that he did back there when he was back there for that.
Just another playmaker.
Yeah, and you know, you're looking at the defensive backs there. I mean, of course, we talked about Riley and the great job he did. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Ulysses Cotto just for a second. Ulysses, the Queen Leopard, led the Leopards with 103 tackles. It's been 10 years, 11 years since anybody's had 100 tackles for the Leopards. Mm-hmm.
An actual Leopard on the field, it felt like sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. And he didn't hardly come off the field. Mm-hmm. You know, he was on it all the time. Did a great job and just a great kid and a good leader for the Leopards. And he's a junior, so he'll be back next year too.
You got John Bahina as well. Mm-hmm. And John, Coach Bell has said about him on a number of occasions, if he was 6 inches taller, he'd be playing college football. Mm. And there was some touchdowns scored on John. None of them were because he was out of position.
Right.
He was guarding a guy that was 6'3", and he's 5'6", or 5'7". And they would just throw over his head, and the kid would go up and get it. John as well. And you got Kyle Williamson at defensive end for the Leopards, Jake Martin.
And I want to take a second to talk about a couple other guys, first-team defense. Kason Klitz, defensive lineman, and Leighton Ochoa running the linebacker spot. Those defensive linemen, they don't always get a whole lot of credit in terms of their stats because they're down in the trenches and they're doing the work. And the thing is, he may not have a lot of tackles necessarily from a defensive lineman perspective, but whenever your defensive lineman is filling the hole and filling the gap, then that loosens up your linebacker, Leighton Ochoa, to come in and make those tackles. So, this is a team sport.
Yeah.
And you may not see a lot of numbers coming off these guys that are down in the trenches, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, but, man, they're the ones doing the work. Mm-hmm. And they're the reason why you get numbers from your running backs, your quarterbacks, and from your linebackers. And making the tackles. That's where it's at. Kason Klitz, excellent work ethic, worked hard, did his job, took his assignments. Leighton Ochoa, good speed coming out of that linebacker spot, making tackles.
I guess perfect positioning is like a thankless job a little bit. You don't get the stat for it, but you set up everybody else. And like you said, team effort.
Right, yeah. That's what those linemen do, and defensive linemen. And then I'll mention one other, the punter, Ishmael Tenero. Ishmael just did an outstanding job in the punting job. He had good distance, averaging around 36 yards a punt. But the really amazing thing about watching Ishmael, and I've been broadcasting now for, I guess, going on 30 years, or 20 years. I gave myself an extra 10. About 20 years I've been broadcasting football. And I've never seen anyone as a punter that is able to sense the pressure and alter his step to the pressure. If he doesn't get any pressure, he can take a full three-step, knock you out a 45, 50-yard punt. If he feels pressure, he could alter to a one-step punt, get it pooched out there for a 30, 35-yard total punt. That is, I'm not sure how well you can coach that. I mean, you can talk to a player about it, but he just has that sixth sense where he can feel that pressure and alter his punt to go away from that pressure and get that punt away. That is a very difficult skill to coach, but he has it he has it in him, and he was able to utilize that in that punting game. Really a huge factor for Horatio and their performance this year.
We do have some interviews with some of these Leopard players. They were kind enough to leave school for a minute and come in, and we're going to talk to them now. We're here with three of the first-team defensive players from the DeQueen Leopards, Ulysses Coto, Kyle Williamson, and Jake, don't call me Cade, Martin.
And all underclassmen, bodes well for the future of the Leopard defense. All three had great years.
They really did. And, you know, just looking at Ulysses, talking to him first, man, 103 tackles this year.
Yes, sir.
That's really cool.
It is. I've said it a couple of times on the podcast. You have to go back quite a ways to find somebody. At least, you know, I've been statting since 2011 here, and that's the most since then. So it's quite an accomplishment, and it says a lot about your hustle to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do, but you just got to play hard and do your best.
Well, I think one of the things that you see from Ulysses this year is the only thing I don't think you did was serve popcorn at halftime. I mean, you were on the field. Did you ever come off the field other than – I know you were injured a couple of times, not seriously injured, but enough that you had to come off the field a couple of times. But other than that, were you on every kickoff and punt return?
No, I wasn't on everything. I wasn't on kickoff or kick return. I mean, there was a couple of times I was on kick return. I was never on kickoff. I don't know why, but, you know, it happened.
Well, I was on the field a lot. Every once in a while.
Yeah, I needed a break every once in a while. So I'd get hurt, maybe intentionally get hurt on purpose just to come off to get me a breather.
Don't say it where Bell's going to
hear. That's exactly right. You'll never get to come off now. He'll just stand you up.
Yeah.
So be a fathead, Ulysses, out there on the field.
That's exactly right. But, man, you did a great job. We've got you as a first-team defensive back, and you did a wonderful job there. I don't remember how many passes defended, but I know it was – I think it was 12.
12 or 13.
Yeah, it was 12 or 13. So, just a good job there. You know, I do remember it seems like one pass you should have intercepted that you dropped.
Yeah, there's a couple that I should have intercepted, but I just swatted it away.
That's why they make you defensive backs, because you can't catch.
And not wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a slot, and I still can't catch.
I'm just giving you a hard time. You know, you see, that happens all the time in colleges, though. You see these defensive backs, they play, and they hit them right in the hands, and they drop them.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it does. But, I mean, great season for you. Kyle, let's talk to you for a second. Sophomore defensive end, maybe a little bit undersized for defensive end in high school. What do you think?
Well, but it's just a sophomore, though. And
yeah.
As Coach Bell says, he has time to get lead in his butt.
Yeah, so. He does. He does.
Compared to the offensive line I'm going to go to, you know, you walk up, you do feel undersized, and that's where I think part of the reason if I do get a sack, it's kind of a big deal. I'm like a midget out there compared to the other people, the 5A South linemen. And
yeah.
Especially when they call a double team. Yeah, you might as well just go ahead and cut it.
Well, I will tell you, two things that I think work to your advantage that you do very well. You've got a quick first step. And second, you've got great instincts of where the ball's going to be. Sometimes it looks like, and I'm sure you don't, but unless you're stealing signals with Jim Harbaugh, that you know – where the play's going, and you're there to make the tackle. And that says a lot about you. That's stuff you really can't coach either. That's that instinctual stuff.
Well, one of the things that impressed me so much about Kyle, well, actually there were two things. One is, you know, we've got a nickname for you, TFL, right? I mean, it seems like almost every time there's a tackle for loss, it's Kyle's in on it.
He had a fourth of our team, whole team's tackle for losses, had four sacks, which led the team.
Yeah, and that's great. But one of the other things that impresses me is, you know, if the ball's run away from you on the other side, I don't know how many times I've seen you 5-10 yards down the field making a tackle on the other side. And that, you know, for a defensive lineman, that's really great that you're getting out in front, getting out and getting over to the other side like that. That just shows a lot of effort.
So what are you doing to get lead in your butt in the off season?
I'm just lifting. See, last year I played basketball, and like my bench press stayed with me, but my squat went down because we were running all the time. But I'm not playing basketball this year, so I'm going to be constantly lifting and trying to get faster and doing like ladder drills and agility drills.
Well, I mean, that sounds great, man.
You know what I think he ought to do is go out there and work in the chicken house with Kevin. I think that'd probably help him more than anything.
Maybe physically.
He's not saying anything about that, is he? I'm just giving you a hard time. Congratulations, Kyle. Let's get Cade Martin in here. I'm kidding, Jake. I know what your name is. I'm just messing with you. You don't like that, do you?
It's all right. I mean, I don't want to be compared to him.
No, I know.
Not my brother.
I know.
I'm kidding. I love him.
It's all right. I know. He's a good guy. But, man, you're a great player, too. Playing, I don't know if I call it middle linebacker where you were. I mean, I think y'all just call it inside linebacker, right?
We call it middle linebacker.
Do you?
Okay.
Okay. But, I mean, you know, sophomore playing middle linebacker in the 5A South.
Again, probably a little undersized for the position.
Yeah. And just did an outstanding job. I mean, talking about your what I would consider your best game against Magnolia, I mean, 18 tackles. I mean, as far as I know, that's as many as anybody's ever made.
It's as many as been in a game that I've statted. I've statted for the Hurricane Redskins, the Benton Panthers, and the Dequeen Leopards. I've never had anybody get 18 tackles. I don't give out tackles like Oprah gives out gifts at Christmas. If you have 18 tackles, you earned 18 tackles.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Bell said he had 18 one game, right?
Yeah,
I know.
It's easy to say that now, Coach Bell.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know, I just talk to us a minute about when you came in and started playing middle linebacker in high school, and you know, was it intimidating, daunting? I mean, I think I would have been scared to death to stand out there and looking over there, you know, just to start as a sophomore.
The feel is definitely a lot different from junior high. Junior high, it was more of like your linemen weren't big, they weren't fast. You had more time to react in high school, especially in the conference we play in. Those linemen will get on you, and you have no time. You don't have much time to react. You have to be a lot faster than them and a lot smarter than them, and it's just the speed of the game is a lot different, and when you're undersized, you can't. If you think, you're blocked. It's just how it is. You can't think. You have to react very quickly.
I will say this, and it says a lot about the young man and Coach Bell. There wasn't many plays missed because we weren't in position or didn't know what was coming. Now, we were out-athleted some. You know, they threw a ball over our heads to a guy that runs half a second 40 faster. Things like that happen, But I can't remember a lot of people just, blowing an assignment, so we'll say.
Yeah. I think these three guys, all three of them, and when you see what they did all year long, just outstanding players for the Leopards. And congratulations to all three of you.
Absolutely, man. Proud of you guys.
First team defense, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air, the first annual all-star team.
I guess if you say annual, that means there'll be one next year.
That's right. there will be.
All right.
That's what I'm saying anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate y'all coming in so much, and I'm sorry that we had to take you out of class to do this. But I know y'all hate that.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming in, and go Leopards.
Go Leopards.
Thank y'all for having us on.
All right, guys. We got to take a second to talk about the Dr. Randy Walker Enterprise that really is the title sponsor of this podcast. The first person who really stepped up and said, listen, I want to get in on this and sponsor it full through. They are our title sponsor. So the reason that we bring episodes to you every week is because of Dr. Randy Walker.
And we appreciate Dr. Randy Walker and all his team. You know, they got you covered 7/7/7,
mm-hmm.
7 days a week, 7 to 7, they're open. And they actually have you covered after hours, too, because if you call 584-3000,
mm-hmm.
extension 6, you will actually get a person.
Really?
That you can talk to.
24/7.
Yeah.
Very, very
24/7,
cool.
24/7, and they've got all kinds of services. You know, if you're DOT physicals, drug screens, workers' comp, employment and pre-employment physicals. They've got X-ray, ultrasound, EKG, lab testing, wound care, fracture care. Joint injections.
I'm going to need that after the UFC fights this weekend.
Are you participating?
No, in my living room.
Did you know that it doesn't come on until 2 o'clock in the morning?
I know it. That's why. By that time, I'm rowdy.
Yeah, I bet you are rowdy.
A six-pack of Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Just, he don't even blink for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm not going to tap. Just break my arm.
But anyway, if you need medical help, go to their clinic.
That's right. And if you're on campus over at the Leopard Care Clinic, an on-site full service medical clinic over there. Their goal with Leopard Care Clinic is to help improve the lives of anybody in the DeQueen School District, children and faculty, bringing them essential services to them when and where they need them most, which is on site, on campus, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success because healthy students are better learners. There's too many advantages to list of having Leopard Care Clinic on site.
I tell people about that back home and they act like they don't believe me.
Yeah. Innovative, for sure. And
And how about Simple Simons?
Man? Oh, my favorite.
I'm telling you, I got the right one this week.
Yeah.
And just looking over the menu here, I think that what we'd be interested in, the Beast Feast feeds 25 to 30 or all the people in this room.
Yeah.
$129.99, full salad tray that feeds 25 to 30, loaded cheese sticks, two Beast pizzas. Have you ever seen one of them?
I have.
Have you ever ate one of them?
I have not. I'm scared. It's a beast.
12-inch Oreo cookie cake. I mean, where are you going to feed 25 to 30 people at maybe a football game or a tailgate party, something like that, for $129?
I know it.
You're not going to do it.
It really makes it so easy. Like, if you got a tailgate, you got to worry about so many different things. And Simple Simons can absolutely take care of that for you. And that's just pressures off, man. You just show, you're the man showing up with the Beast Feast. Dine in, carry out, or delivery, or give them a call if you have a 50-50 that you want to take care of. Because I believe she said they'd like to be doing one every month.
That's right.
So great, great community partners there. 870-642-4103. Yeah,
and now we're ready to announce the second team for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, all area team. And the second team offense starts with quarterback Andrew Mack from the Dirks Outlaws. Running backs Donovan Esther, DeQueen Leopards, Ty Marks, Ashdown Panthers, and Rustin Simmons, Dirks Outlaws. Wide receivers, Carson Horn from the Ashdown Panthers, Trey Mason from the Horatio Lions, and Kale Ream from the Horatio Lions. Our offensive linemen on the second team, Matt Barber from the Dirks Outlaws, Avery Buster from the Ashdown Panthers, Kenneth Hanna, former Gators, Hayden Stevens, Dirks Outlaws, and Drew Tedford, Dirks Outlaws, and also Colton White, Horatio Lions. Our special teams player, Dwayne Johnson of the Horatio Lions, and our place kicker, Angel Gonzalez of the DeQueen Leopards. Our second team defense is led by defensive lineman Zayden DeCasis of the DeQueen Leopards and Darian Henderson of the DeQueen Leopards. Also, Jake Kite of the Dirks Outlaws and Coulter Simmons of the Dirks Outlaws. Coy Williams of the Ashdown Panthers rounds out the defensive linemen. Our linebackers, Tatum Johnson of the Ashdown Panthers, Luke Pierce of the DeQueen Leopards, and Alex Roberts of the Dirks Outlaws. Davin Rodriguez of the Horatio Line finishes it up at linebacker. Defensive backs, Jared Munoz of the DeQueen Leopards, Rylan Pickett of the Horatio Lions, Tomas Salgado of the Dirks Outlaws, and Sheldon Thompson of the Ashdown Panthers. Our punter for the second team is Lance Wise of the DeQueen Leopards. And that's the second team, all-area team for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
Starting with offense, you guys want to highlight any of these young gentlemen?
Well, I want to congratulate Andrew Mack. Excuse me. First of all, you know, second team. And when we got together last week and debated this, you know, this is Andrew Mack's first year playing football. And not to take anything away from Grayson Porter, first team quarterback, by any means, he deserved it. He proved that this past Friday in the playoffs. Him and Mack's numbers were nearly identical, with Mack throwing just a few more interceptions. And that was basically our determining factor on that. And not to take up too much time before I let Phillip talk about somebody, but Rustin Simmons, our second team running back, if it wasn't for that loaded linebacker core on first team, he probably would have made linebacker on first team, but we were loaded there. So congratulations to the whole second team.
Nice.
Yeah, wide receiver Trey Mason, senior, played through some injuries this year, did a good job, had great speed, a good catch on the outside, but suffered from some shoulder issues this year and only was able to start six games. Kale Ream definitely contributed. He started all 10 games and contributed on the receiving end. He was a great deep threat running that corner route of that post. And then I have to mention Colton White on the offensive line. Again, I mentioned, defensive linemen set up those opportunities for linebackers. You know, your offensive line is the one that makes all of those plays happen. They open up those holes and give opportunities for rushing. Colton White had a great work ethic, worked hard, and a great contribution to the team. I'll mention one last player here for Horatio, Dwayne Johnson, as special teams. Dwayne is a freshman, and he did a great job contributing coming in. He actually contributed. He took about seven snaps during whenever Riley Williamson was out being sick. He stepped in at quarterback as a freshman and actually did pretty well, about a 42% completion rate, stepping in dry. We didn't know Riley was going to be out until that morning. He stepped in that night and took a few snaps at quarterback, did a great job contributing. And then he, against Prescott, he almost broke a kickoff return for a touchdown. He just had one guy left to beat. You're talking about a true freshman. I just had to give him a mention because that's astounding, and we're excited about Dwayne Johnson and what he's going to be contributing to the team here over the next few years.
Nice. Looking at the Leopards, you've got, again, very young defensive lineman Darian Henderson. He goes about 300 pounds. He's probably 6'2 or 6'3, right, Greg? And he's been invited to the Football Exposure Combine at Henderson State University January 13th. That's a big deal, and Darian's going to get nothing but better, and boy, he'll be a big force in the middle of that line for the Leopards for years to come. And we'd be remiss without talking about Luke Pierce. Luke has anchored the DeQueen defense for the last 3 years, but he's also got a scholarship to Rodeo, and a great young man, I wanted to mention him because if you total up the last three seasons, he probably has the most tackles of any Leopard, and we will miss Luke.
Yeah.
Looking at the Panthers,
yeah.
If I'm going to put on my Jim Cross hat, I am thanking my lucky stars that Ty Marks transferred to Ashdown. He was a big force for Ashdown this year, and then that offensive line, that Ashdown's offensive line got better as the year went on. Now they're playing their best football. Jim talks about Avery Buster, seems like, every week. So, man, congratulations to everybody on the team and the young men who made the second team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and just quickly, Coy Williams, definitely a defensive player that Ashdown's happy to have. I hear his name almost every single defensive play. So there you go. That's the second team. Should we move on to honorable mentions?
We should.
All right.
An honorable mention for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, all area team. Not in any order.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando Aparicio of the DeQueen Leopards, Grady Bannister of the Dirks Outlaws, Brody Bearden of the former Gators, Rusty Bermio of the DeQueen Leopards, Caden Billingsley of the DeQueen Leopards, Cole Binkley of the DeQueen Leopards, Henry Camposano of the DeQueen Leopards, Logan Chandler of the DeQueen Leopards, Jeremiah Cotto of the DeQueen Leopards, Ben Ernest of the Dirks Outlaws, Jaden Ford of the Horatio Lions, Colton Gadberry of the Dirks Outlaws, Alexis Gutierrez, of the Horatio Lions, Gary Jenkins of the Ashdown Panthers, Ernie Merrill of the Ashdown Panthers, Landry Patrick of the Ashdown Panthers, Nathan Roberts of the Dirks Outlaws, Colton Rowe of the Ashdown Panthers, Julio Sotelo of the DeQueen Leopards, Rylan Thompson of the Ashdown Panthers, and Noah Barilla of the DeQueen Leopards. Congratulations to each of these young men for being named honorable mention on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air All-Area Team.
Tell you what, a lot of these kids could have been on the first or second team in another year. One kid I want to highlight, a leopard, is Cole Binkley. Mm-hmm. You know, Cole runs an offense where the quarterback ain't going to get great stats. He's just not. I think, you know, but you think about the great flex bone, wishbone quarterbacks. I think of J.C. Watts that played for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But there is no tougher kid on this list than Cole Binkley. Greg and I have talked about on several occasions. He got hit as hard as I've seen a kid get hit in high school football. Got back up every time. Doesn't complain. Just a great young man, and I just wanted to acknowledge him.
Absolutely. We have to acknowledge all these guys because every single one of them made gave us something to talk about every Tuesday morning since the football season absolutely. Began. So without them, there's no us on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got to mention just a second on the honorable mention and for a lot of the other players here in the first and second team, but particularly honorable mention, Jaden Ford and Alex Gutierrez. Just got to mention seniors. You know, a lot of these things, some of our teams haven't had, you know, particularly stellar seasons in terms of the win-loss record. But, you know, for a senior to stick in there for 3 years when there hasn't been a lot of wins, but they give 100%, they play every down, it says a lot to their character and to what they play for. And football's not always about wins. It's about character, particularly in high school. It's about building your desire, your discipline, and all those important things that athletics teach these young men. And I'm really proud of them for playing every down, giving 100%. Even if you didn't have a lot of wins, you know what? You learned a lot, and that became a part of your character. And these guys will go on and do great in life.
Absolutely. Jeff, did you have anything on honorable mentions?
Well, I wasn't going to get into any names or anything. The Outlaws placed 4 on the honorable mention. And I just want to say that, you know, these players, you know, they know their role, mm-hmm. you know. They'll have a chance to do bigger things in the future, but you know they stepped in where they were needed, no questions asked, and produced. So we just want to congratulate all of these guys.
Absolutely,
congratulations to all the young men on all three teams here of our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air All Area Team. And now we've got something special to do. Tony, we got to name the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area for the year.
Yeah. For the year.
For the year.
I bet you Tyler's in on this one.
Tyler, you know who it is?
Nope. It's got to be, I'm guessing.
But, yeah. It's going to be a young man that we actually didn't know where to put him you know, on the first team offense, but we ended up putting him as the special teams player, Antonio McDuffie, and he's going to be our player of the year on our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air All Area Team. I just did outstanding job offensively, defensively, on special teams. He did it all. And for that, congratulations to him for being the player of the year.
You know, as we record this on November the 14th, we record on Tuesday, and it won't air on podcast till Wednesday or radio till Friday, but November 14th is a special, and it's a hard day for me. It's the anniversary of the Marshall football plane crash, and anyone who's attached to Marshall University, Greg will tell you, I really struggle today. And if you've never seen the movie We Are Marshall, I've got about 6 copies, and you can borrow one of them and watch it. But I would not trade my time at Marshall University for any other school in the country. And We Are Marshall is more than just a movie title or a cheer or a slogan. It's a portion of your heart and soul that you wear on your sleeve, and it may mean that you bust out into tears in one moment and give Thanksgiving the next moment. But that's just part of the Marshall experience, and it's part of being one of the herd. And I didn't want this podcast to go by, especially with people listening back home and not acknowledge those 75 that lost their lives that night.
Go herd.
Go herd.
Go herd. There you go.
So there we have it. All of our all-star teams sorted out, something like Tony said earlier that we've been looking forward to all season long. And that's it, man. We have Panthers football still going, but I think we're about ready to transition into some basketball as well, starting next episode.
Yeah, I think we will too. I mean, of course, we got Ashdown going to DeWitt. Wish them all the luck in the world. Hope they come back with another win, and we'll just keep doing football till they get done.
Absolutely.
But you know, I one of the things that we want to talk about, we want to congratulate all the members of our first annual All Area team, and especially Antonio McDuffie, our 2023. Player of the area for this year, and just an outstanding group of athletes and kids that just kept us entertained all year long. We appreciate everything they've done. Ready to go to the round ball now. We'll see what happens. We're going to start that some next week. Basketball getting kicked off this week at most schools, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we've been asked a couple times about, are you guys going to do basketball? Is all this absolutely? There might be a couple changes, you know, as far as when it comes out, when it airs and that type of thing. But, you know, we'll keep you all enlightened on that. But absolutely, we still have Philip Fields. We still have Jim Cross. We still have Jeff Tuttle, all these great play-by-play announcers that call basketball. Plus, you two are calling basketball as well. So it's business as normal as usual here at the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air forward.
Well, you know, when the three of us talked about this podcast, when it was still just a dream, our number one goal was to talk about the young people of Southwest Arkansas, and we talked about 80 of them today, and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. And so next week, we'll see what Ashdown does, and then we'll begin our basketball coverage too. Appreciate everyone listening. We appreciate all our sponsors for sponsoring us. Without them, we couldn't do this. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.